Passover, the 12th step, the musical.
So, the Pesach Seder ends on a musical note, many musical notes. In fact, the final segment of the Seder is called Hallel Nirtza, right? Mavur v'svarim, it's explained in various svarim, it's a famous Haggadah called Zevach Pesach and others. Shepirkei ha-Hallel, ha-Ne'amorim kan, that the verses of Hallel, which are recited, meaning the verses of Hallel at the end of the Seder, at the conclusion, rather than at the beginning, Misyachasim l'ge'ula ha-Asida, they're actually referencing not the past, but the future. They speak about the redemption that is yet to come through Mashiach. The Ilu, conversely, Haprakim Harishonim, the earlier chapters, which we discussed yesterday, Hallelujah, Hallelujah Avde Hashem, which is the opening of Hallel, which, as I mentioned, is a direct reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, although a covert reference. It doesn't say it openly. And this was the Pharaoh saying to the Jewish people on that final night, he said, sing to Hashem, you're his servants, you're not my servants anymore. That's why he says, Hallelujah, Hallo Avde Hashem. And then in the next chapter, we start off with the words, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, as the Jewish people are on the way out of Egypt, and we seem to be referring to the events of Kriyas Yamsuf. So that refers to the past. That's in the beginning. That's in the end of Magid. We have our first few orders of the Seder, then we have the second cup and Magid, a lot going on. And we conclude that with Hallel, or the words of Hallel. So the Zevach Pesach says that Hallel refers to the redemption from Mitzrayim, to the Egyptian Exodus. However, the later verses of Hallel, they are Mesiaches, not to Yetzias Mitzrayim, not to the Exodus from Egypt, but rather to the redemption that will come in Mirtz Hashem through Mashiach. That's what he says. So the Rebbe noted the following.
Who said that?
It's called Haggadah Zevach Pesach. I think it was a Rishon, actually. Either a Rishon or a very early Achron. It's a very reliable source, very like a widely accepted commentary. But it's not only found there, it's found elsewhere also. So the Rebbe's questions are the following. On the surface, something doesn't seem to add up here. Number one, Madua Dafke Hachelik Hasheni Nikra Hallel. If they're both Hallel, so why'd you call it the second one Hallel? Ve'ilu Hachelik Harishin. He doesn't get a name of his own. It's Mefiah. It only appears in the end of Magid. It's Hallel just as the other one's Hallel. You took Hallel, you divided it in half. Half you attached to something else. And then the later half, that you called Hallel. But I was asking why.
Sorry. Isn't the Hallel we say the exact same Hallel we say on every holiday? So what's unique about the Hallel we're saying on Erev Pesach?
Well, what's primarily unique about the holiday we say at the night of the Seder is that we don't say it in order.
That's true.
We don't say it in a single unit.
Right.
We finish off Magid by reciting the first two chapters of Hallel. Right. Then there's a lot going on in between. And then only after having eaten the matzah and the mar and the afikoman and the meal and so on and so forth, then after Birchat HaMazon and after the cup of Eliyahu, then we come back and we finish off the Hallel. The obvious question is, how come the Hallel isn't recited as one unit? And how come earlier it's not called Hallel? Earlier it's just part of Magid. Only at the end, that's when it's called Hallel. So that's question number one.
But the actual Hallel in its completion is no different.
The actual Hallel in its completion is Psalm 113 through Psalm 118 in the Book of Psalms.
Okay.
That's Hallel. Right? The question here is, though, how come it's one of the Simoni HaSeder? How come we finish off? The Seder finishes with the musical Hallel. But how come we don't call it Hallel earlier? Like if you would have called it Hallel the first time and say you can't call it Hallel again because it's called Hallel once already. Can't use the same name twice. Or it could have been Hallel A and Hallel B. Hallel Aleph, Hallel Beis. Or half Hallel. I don't know. The first time it's not, it doesn't get a name. It doesn't even called Hallel. It's not called Hallel. It's called nothing. It's called Magid. Magid's many pages. And that's when everybody falls asleep, that part. You know? And the kids run away from the table. Why do we split it? So the Zevach Pesach tells us, I tell you why he split it, he says. The first part of Hallel refers to the Exodus from Egypt. The second part of Hallel is referring to the redemption through Mashiach. So that's why it's split. It's divided because the Hallel references two different events. One that happened, one that will happen. One that's the beginning of our nascent nationhood, when we're just coming into being a people. And the other that will represent the crowning climax of our people coming into full maturation, which is with the coming of Mashiach. Okay. So that's question number one. Question number two is, how come Halal didn't get used in the beginning? Always bothered me as a kid, this question.
What's
that? Always bothered me. How can we call Halal at the end? We don't call Halal in the beginning. You know, a little boy, I went to shul, I knew the Halal, huh?
Why is it corporate market?
So you should have the
Halal.
Exactly. Kaddish, Urchatz, Yachatz, Magid, Halal, Rochza. That would make sense. Because you're saying Halal for going out of Mitzrayim. So we have a number of things we're going to do tonight. One, we're going to tell a story. We're going to tell everybody, you know, Avadim Ayinu, we used to be slaves. Or we start over again, we say, Mitchil Avei Dezara, Hoy Avei Seinu, we used to be idolaters. There's two reasons. We actually start the Haggadah twice because of a dispute in the Gemara. So, fine. So we started once, we started a second time, and we finished telling the story. That's nice. And we go on to the next thing. Halal. Now let's sing Hashem's praises. Let's thank Him for taking us out of Mitzrayim, which according to the commentaries is exactly what the first Halal is. We're thanking Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So if we're thanking Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, why isn't it called Halal? Somehow that Halal didn't deserve a name unto itself. Somehow that Halal just got tacked on to another part of the Seder. But the Halal at the end, when I'm going to be thanking Hashem for what's going to come, that has a special name. That I call Halal. Why? On the contrary, that's question number two. Kalalu, we have a general rule. Ein emrim Halal al neis sha'osid lihiyes. We don't say Halal for what's going to be. We only say Halal for what? Was. You sing Hashem's praises for what was. You don't sing Hashem's praises for what's going to be. Mashiach's going to come, let's sing Halal now. That's ridiculous. He didn't come yet. When he comes, you'll sing Halal. So what's going on here? In Cain, Eichef Shaloimar Halal al Hagulu Hasida. What does the Zevach Pesach mean altogether? Zevach Pesach says the following. The Halal is recited twice. Once for the past, once for the future. Rebbe's questions. Number one, why isn't it called Halal the first time? Why only called Halal the second time? Number two, how could you say Halal? How could you sing Halal for an event that didn't happen yet? The rule is, Halal is always for what happened, not for what's going to happen. As they say, don't count your chickens before they hatch. That's the wisdom of some folk tales. I don't know. Huh? Let's do Halal. We don't just do Halal. When the job is done, then you sing. Otherwise, get to work. Figure out how to do it. L'cha'eira. Surface officially, or ostensibly, it would seem possible for us to answer this question. By dint of what other commentaries offer. Shahatam she'in mevorchem al halal zeh. It's like another unspoken question. How come we don't make a bracha? Every time we say halal, as a rule, we make a bracha. How come we don't make a bracha here? And the answer is, Mishum sha'amir rasoi, he kikoyra batoyra. Because this is not really a singing of halal. It's not really a musical. This is a reading, a recitation. So halal and shul, that's a musical. Halal at the seder, that's a recitation, a recital. You're just reading words. Could be there's an interesting difference that the poskim say that halal, since it says you have to see to sing the halal, lekreyas halal, to call or to read the halal, doesn't just to read it but to sing halal. Some of the poskim say you actually have to sing. That if you don't sing at least some bars of halal, could be you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of halal, and you made a bracha. That's why we're always careful to sing at least some of it. But in the Haggadah, if you just read through it, no, it's just a recital anyway. That's what some of the mefarshim say. Should we accept that approach? Should we assume this in fact to be true, that the halal at the seder is not halal anyway? So then that would answer the questions. This is not your typical reading of halal. It's not really a musical. It's just a recital. And as a recital, the questions fall away because the questions are only relevant if it's a musical. What was your question? How could you sing halal on something that's going to happen? What's the answer? We're not singing halal. It's a recital. Recital? You can recite halal whatever you want. Here's the problem.
That's not very satisfying.
It's not satisfying. Not only it's not satisfying, in fact, The Rebbe proves that it's problematic altogether. There is such a school of thought. However, the school we follow, the Alter Rebbe school of thought, and in the words of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 473, in the subchapter 48, the Alter Rebbe says the following. He talks about the reason that we say Hallel at the Seder of the Pesach be Yeshiva. We sit. You ever been to a Seder? Everybody please rise. Sometimes people just get say, let's rise, and they disappear. But like, you don't stand for Hallel. But when we daven, we always stand for Hallel. Sure. Always stand. Just like you stand for Shmoneh Esrei, you stand for the Hallel. You tell people, you know, please rise. So if there's this idea of please rise, how come we don't stand at the Seder table? And the Alter Rebbe kind of deals with this question. He rules based on his predecessors. He talks about this idea why we don't stand, and he says even though Tamid for Amidas Hallel is Ba'amida, and he says the answer is Mishum Shekol Maisei Laila Zeh, everything we do on this night, on the night of Pesach, is Derech Cheirus. Everything has to be done in a luxurious and a free manner to feel a sense of liberty. Everything should be done in a comfortable way, in an enjoyable way. So for example, if somebody drinks wine which is what we call raw in the Gemara, Yain Chai, wine which is not really potable, it's like they use this wine as to create almost a concentrate. You mix it. This is the original bartenders. We're taking this very heavy wine, and they're mixing it. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. What do you do? What are you supposed to drink on the night of Pesach? And the Gemara says that you should have a reviyot, which is the modicum amount, and that it can be mixed into four reviyot. 1 to 4, so that's a good ratio. So the Gemara says, what if somebody drinks this raw stuff? This very high alcohol content, it's very sharp tasting. What happens? Did he fulfill the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, and this is in Halacha Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, Yidei Yayin Yotza, he fulfilled the mitzvah of drinking 4 cups of wine. Yidei Cheirus, the mitzvah of being luxurious tonight, of experiencing freedom, of expressing freedom. Like the Rambam modifies the words of the Gemara that says that Bechol Devader Chayiv Adam Lireis Es Atzmai, in every generation a person has to see himself as if he went out of Egypt. The Rambam modifies those words and he says, Chayav Adam Laharois. He has to show himself. He has to demonstrate at the Seder that he's not doing something what happened once upon a time. He's doing something that's happening. He feels personally involved. This is relevant for him. You have to demonstrate freedom. And that's why at the Seder we lean. That's why there was many Jews who were careful about using beautiful artifacts on the table after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to use a table full of silver. But on the night of Pesach, there's no such restrictions. The most beautiful Seder table you could possibly have. Nobody says we have to remember the morning of the Beis HaMikdash on the night of the Seder. Because the night of the Seder has a dominant theme. The dominant theme is free. And freedom means that we're unrestricted in our expression of enjoyment. We delight and revel in the Seder. So the Alter Rebbe says, that's why you sit. Because standing is a sense of subservience. And it's a lack of what we call the luxurious freedom we're trying to capture, the mood, the atmosphere we're trying to create at the end of the Seder. And because kol maise laila zeh dere cheiros, because everything tonight is done in a manner of cheiros, so that's why you shouldn't stand for halal. Now, think about the Alter Rebbe's words here. Think about this psak halacha. The reason we don't stand for halal is, let me give you an A and a B, and you choose one. A, because it's not really hallel. B, because tonight is different. What's the answer? B, Alter Rebbe says clearly, tonight is different. So the first answer we try to get away with, which you correctly said was unsatisfying, that it's not really hallel. It's not a musical, it's only a recital. That comes up short. Because in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, that answer isn't used. When the question is asked why we don't stand, the answer is, well, because tonight is different. If it's not a halal answer, what kind of question is that? It's not a halal. There is no question to begin with. As the Rebbe goes on to say here. So it's butter, it's clear, shaladaite, that the Alter Rebbe's psak is, amidas ha-halal ein yirak ha-kere b'teira. This is not merely a recital. Ela kadei lahoidei so la-halal. The purpose here is, in fact, to express our gratitude to Hashem, to acknowledge Hashem's miracles and to sing His praises. Shaharei iloh yosever shezeu kakerda batayra. Had he been of the opinion that this is but a recital, lehayatzarach behezber lakach shayin rezeis b'yeshiva, there would be no need to give a different explanation as to why we're sitting, because the question is a non-starter. The question is only how has to be recited when you're in a standing position, and the answer would be it's not hollow. He doesn't say that. He says it is hollow, but tonight is different. In Kain, Chzeres HaKushel L'Mekoymer, the question comes back. Madua L'Mefia HaSimin Hallel L'Fnei Shnei Prakim Rishayim. Why at the night of the Seder don't we have in our order, you know, we sing Kadei Shurkatz, we should have had Magid Hallel. That's what you do. Everything has to have a label. It's got to have a name, an order. So call it what it is. As they say, call a spade a spade. It's what it is. Call it what it is. Somehow it doesn't get called. It's like under the radar. It's like a stealth hollow. Sneak it in.
I don't have a Haggadah in front of me, but isn't that part of Hallel also then superseded by other parts of Magid? Like it's not straight Hallel. It's not like there's a clear. You're going to have Magid, Hallel, Magid?
It's the end. It's the end of Magid.
So right before we wash,
right before we drink the second cup of wine.
Okay, so
we make a little. No, we have a bracha. We have a little bracha we tack on at the end. Asher Go'alonu. We thank Hashem for redeeming us, but it's not really out of place for Hallel. That would be perfect for Hallel. We say the Hallel. We thank Hashem for His miracles, and we make a bracha, a blessing, thanking that. That's natural. This is a really good question. It's there's something profoundly missing. We're not understanding something, but something so obvious somehow is just like escaping us. So this is our Rebbe's explanation. Habir lekach. Ha-halel shenemer b'layla zeh. The halel that we recite tonight. Einoi elo chelek misipur yitzias Mitzrayim. The truth is that the halel we're saying on the night of the Seder is a part of the mitzvah of telling the story. That's part of the story. Part of our saga is the musical. Part of our retelling is bringing to mind the miracles that happened and thanking Hashem for it. And the truth is that the word Magid is inclusive of that. As we've mentioned numerous times over the last few weeks, the word Haggadah, which is the typical word for our Passover handbook, comes from two sources. Number one, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. The mitzvah in the Torah is v'higadot levincha. You should tell your child. But ultimately, it's not only your child. It means you should tell. It has to be conveyed in a manner of telling. It's a telling. So the telling, which is ha-magid, we have a handbook to do it. Because you know what? A lot of times when people get jobs to do, they don't really know exactly what's supposed to be done. Especially when it comes to liturgy. When it comes to davening, we have a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to daven every day. Ramban disagrees, but the Rambam feels very strongly that the mitzvah of davening is a daily mitzvah. And he says that's the meaning of the pasuk, v'avadtem es Hashem elokeichem. You should serve Hashem your God. The service of the heart. He quotes our sages, zeh avedah shebelev, zeh tefillah. Okay, so daven. So what's the problem? In the first Beis HaMikdash, and even earlier, how do we daven? We davened! You put yourself in a position somewhere quiet, and you express yourself before God. Early on, they built shuls already. They have these special locations where people would know that it was quiet. All the phones were turned off. There was a no Wi-Fi zone. And people would daven. They would have a Torah reading also. The Torah reading starts very early on in times of the VM of Moshe Rabbeinu, or as the Rambam calls it, Moshe Rabbeinu. So I had davening sessions. What did they say? We have a vague approximation of what they said because the blessings of our davening were in fact composed by the patriarchs, the matriarchs, by Joseph, by Yehuda. We know, the Gemara tells us which prayer was composed by who. So for example, the prayer that asks for freedom, Goyel Yisrael, that's composed by Joseph when he's in the prison. And so on and so forth. But there wasn't any official readings. Okay, here's what to do now. It's like schedule a headache here. What do you mean? You want to daven? Express yourself. And now going to be emotional. Certain machzerim used to have a thing. It says, "Kan tzarech livka ismat." Here you have to cry a little. It's ridiculous. Watch that. Cry. Press a button. Okay, now I'm going to cry. Okay, I cried. Now turn the page. Now I finished crying. The whole thing makes no sense. Look at this. Davening is avodah shebelev. It's an emotional experience. It's an emotional experience. So be emotional. Well, once upon a time, apparently people were much more emotional. I don't mean touchy-feely, like you're offending me, not that kind of emotion. I mean, people actually related to things. They were not so selfish. They didn't live in this geocentric reality where everything had to revolve around them. But they actually felt it. They were able to feel others, and they were able to feel the rhythm of creation, and they felt the presence of Hashem. So davening came more easily. What happened later on? We stopped feeling. Mm-hmm. Only thing that people felt is their needs. That's all they felt. They didn't think about Hashem at all. What kind of davening would that be? Stand in front of God, gimme, 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 gimme. Why, that's so spiritual. Why? What's so spiritual about that? Just a selfish person begging like a schnorr, give me all these things. So a sage would say, you know what? Here's what you should read. Here's a siddur. They created a siddur, they created an order of prayer. And that order of prayer encapsulates the essence of every soul's expressions. Because we know David Amel, because Ne'im Zmir is his soul. David is the great singer of Israel. And therefore, Amel, David felt every one of us. And we can find ourselves in the book of Psalms. We can find ourselves in the siddur. And if you tell me it's hard, I'll tell you, of course it's hard. That's why it says Vavaratem. Comes from the word Eved. It's a great toil. But at some point, we needed to be told what to say. You know what it's like to some people who are natural salespeople? They get on the phone, they could sell ice to the Eskimos, no problem. And so most of us can't just get up and sell. So if you want people to sell, what do you have to do?
Train them.
You train them. And what else do you create?
Also,
you create a text. Mm-hmm. Why? Because based on statistics, that if you say certain words, most people will hang up within the first 10 seconds. So don't say those words. Right? Don't say those words. Like, do you have any time right now? Don't ask that question. I'd like to sell you something you don't really need. Not a smart thing to say. But you really want it. Yeah, I know. That's the truth. The salesman sells you something you don't need, but you really want. But there's like buzzwords. And this is based on an enormous amount of research and how people respond. We figured out the best words that will get a reaction. People still hang up 80% of the time, but that's not too bad. If 20% of the people still stay on the phone, you make a few sales. So the Chachamim said, we know exactly how you should express your soul. It's in the words of tefillah. You have to study the tefillah. You have to immerse yourself in tefillah. But this is the way to do it. So when they have this mitzvah on the night of Seder, we should tell the story to our children. Most people put them in front of children and put some matzah on the table. It's okay, start talking. Guess what should I talk about? So what do you talk about Mitzrayim? Did you leave Mitzrayim? I don't know. Did I leave Mitzrayim? The first two generations, it wasn't hard. The first generation, people were telling the children, we left Mitzrayim. That wasn't hard at all. And then people say, when I was young, my Zaydi used to say, okay, the people could remember. Yeah, the Saba said, the Saba, at some point, it was like, what do we say now? It was like, we had been through so much. We had risen and fallen. We were exiled. We came back. So at that point, we had to create a Haggadah, create a textbook. And say, okay, here's what you're going to say. Here's how you're going to say it. And if you study the Haggadah, and if you look deeply into it, and you actually invest the time before Pesach, the night of the Seder could be a very rewarding experience. You just have to know what's going on. So part of Haggadah is actually thanking Hashem. Because we have that word, the name Haggadah, that's the textbook that's used for us to be able to tell the story, but also we have this idea, it says, Higadti Hayoyim. When you come with the Bikurim, you say, I tell today. Who are you telling? You're telling God? But yeah. You're saying before Hashem, my God. So the answer is, telling or reciting is a form of offering praise. And k'shem she'tzarech l'sapet al hashibud v'hayetzir b'mitzrayim, just as we have an obligation on the night of Pesach, of v'higadata, we have an obligation of telling the story. We also have an obligation not only to invoke the narrative, but to do so in a manner of l'hoides u'lahalal. To thank Hashem. Thank Hashem for Exodus, to thank Hashem for the privilege of being Jewish, to thank Hashem for the privilege of sitting at a Seder. We should be mindful of these things. We should appreciate these things. We count our blessings that are at the Seder. V'lochein, hasimen halal, what do you mean it should be called halal? It's called magid. That's it. That is magid. You say, but that's not magid. Magid is telling a story and now you're singing a song. And we say, no, the song is the story. And the story is the song. It goes hand in hand. They go together. So Hallel doesn't appear as a new masthead or introduction before these two verses, because actually it's called Magid. Magid includes both. K'moy kein, the Rebbe says an amazing chiddusher. Boru shahasimin eni misyachas lepirkei ahal laboim. It's the idea that the word Hallel at the end of the Seder refers to the verses which we usually call Hallel is a mistake. It can't be. Why can't it be? Because we have a rule with Hallel. We never sing Hallel for what's going to be. We only say Hallel for what was. Yefshalem Hallel Neshas Elias. So what does Hallel refer to? Hallel refers to what's called in the Gemara Hallel HaMitzri. Pardon me, it's not what's called Halal HaMitzi, which is the Gemara calls our Halal, but rather Halal HaGadol. Halal HaGadol is the Hidul Hashem Kitayv, the 26 Hidul Hashem Kitayv that we say every Shabbos morning. And we recite it, and I say there. I'll remind you, Hidul Hashem Ki, you know that one? Mm-hmm. If you come in the morning that time. So before Baruch Shammah we sing Hidu, that's called Halal HaGadol. The Halal we say usually, what we call Halal, is called Halal HaMitzi. That's the Egyptian Halal, because that's the Halal that followed the Exodus. In other words, the word halal is not referring to what you think it is. It's not referring to the psukim of halal. It's referring to Haidu Lashem Kitev and to Nishmas Kochai, which is authored by the Shimon ben Shatach. The incredible prayer which we recite every Shabbat morning before Yerush Shabbat, before we get to the conclusion of Psukkah de Zimra. That's called halal. And the truth is, it's only with regard to these things that we use the word halal. That's what halal really means. So in summation, in closing, the various questions we ask are based on the misunderstanding and the assumption that the night of Pesach, the halal, the typical halal, the regular halal that we know is halal, that halal is the halal we're referring to in the night of the Seder. But that's actually not correct. The halal that we refer to the night of the Seder is not called halal. It is not a halal in a typical fashion. It's a part of Haggadah. Part of Haggadah. So what's halal? Halal is at the end of the Seder. We finish on a musical note. Halal is what's called, they call Halal Nirtza. And that's why many communities add these extra songs at the end. Our custom is we don't. But it's not this is the idea, it's where it came from. Why? Because we finish with singing. But the job, the duty of the night of the Seder, first and foremost, is Haggadah. And Haggadah is not just telling a story. Haggadah is how we tell the story. So let's bring this to a close. What's the 12th step of Exodus? What's the 12th step of passing over? What's the 12th step of being able to experience Cheres on the night of Pesach? You could tell a story, or you could tell a story. A person could tell a story in a manner of kvetching, complaining, or tell a story of something that's not relevant. Here's history. Here's what once happened. Or I can tell a story. I'm telling that story, I'm expressing my thanks to Hashem. In telling that story, I'm expressing my appreciation. I'm personalizing this. If it's a personal thing, there's room for Thanksgiving. If it's just a reading or recital of something that once happened, what kind of Thanksgiving? Here's what happened. What does that have to do with me? I'm not really sure. I'm just going through the motions. It's tradition. Pesach, which is very traditional, should really be anything but tradition. Pesach has to become personal. And when it's personal, then you start to sing. Because singing is something that comes from a natural place. It comes organically. It's like you can't schedule a headache, you can't schedule a song. That spontaneous singing that the end of the Seder with is a halal that comes from a different place. It's after I fulfill the mitzvah of Maggid, and after I tell the story, and after I personalize the story, and after I feel a sense of connection with everything that I'm celebrating on the night of Pesach, then we can sing. Then we can conclude with musical notes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should soon finish the galus, not only by counting our blessings of the past, but with very, very soon should be able to sing the song of the future, what's called the Shido HaSidus, the 10th song, led by Mashiach, B'mheira, U'B'Yameinu, Amen. L'chaim.